Barbara at Central Road in Worcester Park, that's very close to us. It's for her friend Susan Cassidy of Elm Road, Kingston, and Eddie Fagnoli, it looks like, because they have a lovely pair. They make a lovely pair. I'll be off the air in a minute. And could you say hello to Sandra Garvey at Cardinal Close in Worcester Park and tell her to stop blaming for everything or else. Stop blaming for everything or else. Don't you blame anymore. Well, the record's coming up after this.
Wine lovers, rejoice. The new Majestic Wine Warehouse is now open at 229 the Broadway, Wimbledon. They've got French sparkling wines from £27.48 a case, including VAT. Fizzy French bubbles. And you can choose from the lowest priced and biggest range of wines in town. Taste before you buy. Park easily in the huge car park and mix your case. Wines by the wholesale case at Majestic, 229 the Broadway, Wimbledon. Open today 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
How would you like to win a Marantz compact disc player for Christmas? Or maybe a David Bowie video cassette? With the Spot a Star competition organised by the South West London Recorder in association with Radio Jackie, you can. See the South West London Recorder for more details.
Radio Jackie.
In the news with John Day, all Mars bars on display in shops are to be removed and checked in the wake of the poisoning scare, and the dog who wouldn't go away. More details in 8 minutes. Got a bit of Status Quo coming up next. It's to Barry Buxey of Ashford with happy birthday greetings. It's also to everyone in 3G and 2H of Wallington Girls High School from Jane, Melissa and Emma. 01-337-7777, that's the number to call if you want a dedication for next week's programme.
Here we are.
like rugby league, you'll like to hear about this. Fulham versus Hull at Crystal Palace National Sports Centre this afternoon. Kickoff is at 3 p.m. and it's the John Player Trophy first round. That's kickoff at 3 p.m. at Crystal Palace National Sports Centre this afternoon. Fulham versus Hull, rugby league. I have Marty to thank for that information. Thanks, Marty. After the news, we will have the last two complete records in our Year of the Week competition for you.
That music makes you feel like promises are real. Rob Brendan.
Serving the Kingston area with Southwest London on 1332 kilohertz medium wave, this is Radio Jackie.
The 2 o'clock news with John Day. Good afternoon. All Mars bars on display in shops are to be removed and checked in the wake of a poisoning scare, but the makers say they've no evidence of tampering. Police have launched a nationwide alert after the Animal Liberation Front said it had spiked bars with rat poison. The group said Mars was hit because it funds a London hospital research into tooth decay, which uses monkeys. Three people in Dorset have complained of feeling unwell after eating Mars bars, and suspect bars have turned up in Plymouth, Leeds, Salisbury and Coventry. Police are treating a suspected murder, the death of an elderly man, as yet unnamed, found locked inside his ransacked house. The man's body was found lying at his council house in Banstead, in Surrey. Police are hunting the brutal killer of a woman, aged 78, who was found beaten and with a plastic bag over her head. The victim, who has not been named, was found lying on the bed of her flat in Exeter. Police, who believe she may have been dead since Thursday, think robbery was the probable motive. One theory is that the woman, who had injuries to her head and chest, may have had a hoard of cash. More than 100 officers have joined in the hunt for the killer, who it's thought may be bloodstained. An MP is claiming that newspaper photographs of police at Cortonwood Colliery show a military policeman who should be on duty in Berlin. Martin Redmond, the Labour member for Don Valley, says that neighbours recognised a young Lance Corporal, photographed in police riot gear, standing beside a crate of petrol bombs. The soldier was thought to be on duty in Germany. Then it was said he was attending a course in Britain. Mr Redmond says he'll be tabling Commons' question on the issue as a matter of urgency. Abroad, the British consul in Cairo is today trying to obtain permission to see two Britons said to be involved in a plot to kill an ex-Libyan prime minister. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak revealed the Libyan plan to kill Mr. Abdul Hamid al-Bakush, who now lives in exile in Egypt. The Egyptian security forces foiled the plot and fooled the Libyans into thinking it had worked by sending fake pictures of Mr. al-Bakush's body. Britain's Anthony Gill, aged 48, and Godfrey Shiner, aged 45, were among four people arrested. 37 people have been sent for trial accused of trafficking in advanced military weapons in exchange for drugs. The accused come from Italy, Turkey and the Middle East. One is actor Rossano Brazzi, star of the film South Pacific. Many of the 37, however, may never appear in court because their whereabouts are as yet unknown. The judge in the town of Trento described the case as one of the most complex ever investigated in Italy. Finally in this bulletin, mechanic Andrew Wood had a bit of a hold-up yesterday. His car was commandeered by a ferocious Alsatian. It seems he suffered his unexpected hold-up as he was driving from his home in Axminster, Devon, to Charmouth. The dog leapt into the road as he entered Charmouth Tunnel, and Andrew stopped to make sure he hadn't hit it. But as Andrew got out of the car, the dog jumped in and wouldn't budge. And in the back seat, the Alsatian sat, so Andrew had to call the police, and the police had to call a vet before this Alsatian could be removed. That's Radio Jackie News.
Southwest London weather.
Well, the weather people are still telling us it's going to be dull and misty this afternoon. It doesn't look too bad to me. Tonight, they say it'll be cloudy with some rain or drizzle at times. The high we can expect this afternoon is 8 degrees centigrade. That's 46 Fahrenheit. And the low tonight, 5 and 41.
227 Radio Jackie, Rob Brendan.
Competition time.
Right, we get back to our Year of the Week competition and the last two records for you to identify.
Young girl, get out of my mind.
Thank you.
Well, now, if you've been attending, you have now heard 6 records in our Year of the Week competition. Every one of them was a hit in the same year. Not only was it a hit, but it made the top of the UK charts. And all you have to do is list them in the order that I played them and add the year in which they all made the top of the charts and send them to me, Rob Randall's Year of the Week competition, Radio Jackie, Morden, that's the M-O-R-D-E-N, Morden, in Surrey. And the first one, the first entry out of the bag this time, next week, well, when I say this time, I mean at about 3:15 next week, will win a Radio Jackie T-shirt. It's as simple as that. Now, in case you've missed any of the 6 records, here they are again.
You're my Cinderella. Congratulations. What a wonderful world. Young girl,
those were the days, my friend, we thought they'd never end.
Right, there they all are. As I say, if you think you know what they are, simply list them in the order that you heard them, add the year in which they all made the top of the UK charts, and send them to me, Rob Randall's Year of the Week competition, Radio Jackie, Morden in Surrey.
Rob's music's great, Rob Randall.
There's a line free now if you'd like a dedication for next week's program. That's 01-337-7777. Last year, St. Oswald's Church raised over £600 for missions and charities at their Christmas fair. And this year, they hope to better that amount this Saturday. The fair will be opened by Father Christmas at 11 a.m. Admission is 10 pence, and it's at St. Oswald's Church, Brook Drive in North Cheam. Julian Lennon is next with Too Late for Goodbyes, and he's going to sing that chart song of his for David Charles on his 20th birthday. Congratulations, David. Many happy returns from Sandra, Wendy, Julie, David, and Paul in West Molesey. And the record is also with happy birthday greetings to Mark on his 15th birthday. Happy birthday, Mark, from Mum and Dad. And it's also happy birthday to Tina from Mum and Dad Parsons in Carshalton. Julian's after this.
Garrett Cars, your local Daihatsu main agent. You could drive away a new Daihatsu for as little as £500. Drop in and ask about our personal finance scheme. Garrett Cars, 645 to 649 Garrett Lane, Earlsfield. Call 947 6161. Garrett Cars, we care for you and your car. What are you doing this Sunday afternoon? Try listening to London's favourite oldies show. From the Beatles to Frank Sinatra, from Gene Pitney to Al McCogan, a 3-hour trip down memory lane.
Why do fools fall in love? Why do birds sing so gay? And lovers wait the break of day. Why do they fall in love?
So join me, Michael Knight, at 3 o'clock for Super Gold Sunday. 3 hours of pure nostalgia. All your favourite songs from the 50s and 60s. Remember the time, 3 o'clock, this Sunday afternoon.
Southwest London, Radio Jackie.
01-337-7777. That's the number for your dedication. We've got Diana Ross coming up next with I'm Still Waiting. And there's a card here from... from heavens knows who. But the dedication seems to be there are birthdays on the 14th and 15th of this month for two sisters, Hazel Lynch of Waltham Road and Lynn Costa of Welbeck Road, and it's happy birthday to them. And the card also says, please wish my son Robert McIntosh a happy birthday. He'll be 13 years old. It comes with love from his mum. And then it seems to say, but Tony's sister in K can be played on. Well, here it is at any rate. Bazaar is being held on Thursday, the 22nd of November, in the Great Hall of Horton Hospital. Admission is free, and the hospital bus will pick people up from Epsom bus station every half hour. A colour TV set is being raffled, and there'll be many stalls for everyone to enjoy. Mr. Ewing, who's a medical officer, I've got the next record for you from Pierre. It's also from Martin to all his friends and family who've helped him over the last couple of years. And it's to Mrs. Davy in Streatham. And she says she's a new listener who thinks that our programs are great. Well, it's nice to have you listening, Mrs. Davy. Your record's coming up after the break. It's Shirley Bassey and As Long As He Needs Me.
Have you ever thought that you could write radio commercials? Well, here's your chance. Radio Jackie, in conjunction with T&K Heating, is running a script-writing competition. Send your ideas for 60-second T&K commercials to Scripts, Radio Jackie, Morden in Surrey. For every script used on air, T&K will pay £50. Don't forget to include information on the music, sound effects and voices you would wish to use on the commercials. Stay listening to Radio Jackie for the factual information on T&K to include in your scripts. You can send as many ideas as you wish. That address to write to once again is Scripts, Radio Jackie, Morden in Surrey.
Radio Jackie has a new telephone number, 01 337 7777. But the mailing address remains the same, Radio Jackie, Morden in Surrey.
On 57 metres, 24 hours a day, with South West London's favourite station, Radio Jackie.
Came from the show Oliver, Lionel Bart's Oliver, and that was a number one hit for Shirley Bassey. To Mrs. Barbara Kennedy of Sunstead in Surrey for her birthday from her sister Evelyn comes Lionel Richie next. It's also to Darren of Worcester Park in Banstead Assessment Centre from Mum and Dad and Family. time's running out today for those dedications if you want to phone one in. The number is 01337777. You need to get your skates on because there's only half an hour left of the programme and half an hour today to phone your dedication in. 337777.
Job vacancies.
If you're 16 or 17 and unemployed, you could join the Wandsworth Merton Spectrum Youth Training Scheme. They can offer training in their workshops in office skills, design and photography, electrical and electronic repairs, carpentry, painting and decorating, building skills, and work experience training with local employers. You'll be paid £26, 25 pence per week, plus some travelling expenses. If you're interested, you can find out more by ringing Christine or Steve on 01870 0071. That's 870 0071. London theatre ticket promoters require staff to sell in your own area. High rates with a good company backup ensure some extra money for Christmas. No experience is necessary, as training is provided. To arrange a local interview, you can call John on 01 930 2955 or call personally at 8 Orange Street in the Haymarket. The number to ring again is 01 930 2955.
Job vacancies, a free service from Radio Jackie. If you have a job vacancy, write to Radio Jackie, Morton in Surrey.
We've got Bing Crosby. We've got Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters coming up next, and we're playing him and them for Nan, Auntie Sybil, Granddad, Mum and Dad, Brother Jason, all in Hamworth, from Darren. And also to Colette and Mick on their engagement, and to Karen and Lawrence Green, and Baby Doug from Mrs. Day and family and friends in Wallington.
Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in.
On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise.
I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. And I can't look at harbors and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies. Myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in. Just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky.
On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. And I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. No.
Oh, lovely stuff. Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters. The Lombard RAC Rally is widely acknowledged as the world's toughest and best rally. It's also this country's largest sporting event, attracting over 2 million spectators on its 5-day trek around Britain. This year's event, from the 25th to the 29th of November, will feature a CSMA team in conjunction with British Telecom, including a local team of Keith Lay from Walton-on-Thames and Roy McNeil from Leatherhead.
Cars. Think Nissan, think Pamson. Pamson, 7 Russell Parade, Golders Green Road, Golders Green, London, Northwest 11. Call Pamson on 209-0977. That's 209-0977. For the best deal on Nissans in London, you must visit Pamson.
This is Dave Owen, and you can catch me any afternoon, Monday to Friday, between 3 and 7. Between 3 and 4, my guests will be talking about local events in southwest London. Then from 4 onwards, all the latest travel news, with non-stop oldies between 5 and 6. So when you jump into your car on the way back home from work, I could be jumping out of your radio. Don't forget, any afternoon until 7.
It's southwest London's favorite station, Radio Jackie.
After the next record, we will be looking for a winner of last week's Year of the Week competition. That's the T-shirt winner, Radio Jackie T-shirt winner, dare I say. And if you wrote in for the competition, then your correct entry, if it was correct, will be going into the bag and we'll be finding out who gets the prize. We've got first, though, a really smashing record. It's the latest single from Elvis Presley. It's called The Last Farewell. And we're playing it to daughter Tracy White on the birth of her baby Kimberly from Mum and Dad, and to Lisa Hills, happy birthday from Sharon and the rest of the family, and finally to Mick Edmonds, who's very ill, with love from Molly of Dunsford Road in Wimbledon. Well, Mick, we hope you're on the mend by now. Here for you is Elvis.
The ship lies rigged and ready in the harbor. Tomorrow for old England she sails, far away from your land of endless sunshine. full of rainy skies and gay. And I shall be aboard that ship tomorrow, though my heart is full of tears at this farewell.
Okay, that brings us to your chance to win a T-shirt if you went in for last week's competition. We've got a stack of correct, all correct solutions. First of all, let's play you, very briefly, the records that we played last week in the competition.
Finger of suspicion, point of view.
Give me your word.
Softly, you dream both.
And don't hide away.
Oh, Rosemary, I love you.
Well, there they are. Not easy to distinguish from that, but we played them in full last week, as we did the competition records this week. And the full list of records from last week were number one, Finger of Suspicion by Dickie Valentine. Number two, Give Me Your Word by Tennessee Ernie Ford. Number three, Softly Softly by Ruby Murray. Number four, Dreamboat by Alma Cogan. Number five, Hernando's Hideaway by the Johnson Brothers. And finally, number six, Rosemary by Slim Whitman. And the year in which all those records made it to the top of the UK charts was 1955. And we reach into the bag to find the winner. And it's a long, thin envelope. And it comes from Houseboat Saluki, at the High Street of Kingston-upon-Thames, presumably actually moored up there on the River Thames at Kingston, and it belongs to Yvonne Walder. Congratulations, Yvonne, you have won yourself the Radio Jackie T-shirt, which we will get into the post to you just as soon as possible. If you want to go in for today's competition, you think you know all the records I played today. There are six of them. They all made the charts in the same year. Not only the charts, but the top of the charts. Write to me, Rob Randall, Radio Jackie, Morden in Surrey. And if you're correct and you're first out of the bag next week, then you will win the T-shirt. Right, our next record is The Night Has a Thousand Eyes by Bobby V, and it's for Mr. and Mrs. Wiltshire in Wimbledon on the arrival of their twins, and it's also for their other boy from Mum. Congratulations, you two. It's also for Graham on his birthday on the 16th from Faye, and it's for Janet of Worcester Park from Brian in Kingston. Knight will be here in less than 10 minutes now with his Super Gold Sunday program, and he'll be here, in fact, for 3 hours of Golden Oldies through till 6 o'clock this evening. That means you've got less than 10 minutes to phone in your dedication for next week's Sunday Lunchtime All Request program. The number to call once again is 01-337-7777. The next record, John Denver and Rocky Mountain High. Lovely record. It's for Torrie Ann Edwards in Putney from her mother and father. Hello, Torrie Ann. It's also from Jackie Elliott to her husband, Bruce, with thanks for a wonderful year. That record is coming up after a little bit of information and a short break. The Crystal Palace Foundation is seeking volunteers to help with fundraising and social events. New groups are being formed to assist with specific projects, such as the planned museum, interviewing people with palace memories, or conducting site tours. If you'd like to help, contact Barbara Bothwell on 01-778-6365. That's 778-6365. As I say, Michael Knight next, and after the breakfast program with our old friend, breakfast every day, in fact, during the week, features the inimitable Mark Lawrence. He's here from 6 tomorrow morning until 10. Then Ron Brown with his pop quiz and bargain basement and so on. I shall be back at midday tomorrow, and I hope very much that you'll be able to join me.
Gala Cleaners of North Cheam are more than just cleaners. We offer you so much more. Dry cleaning can be completed and ready for collection within 2 hours. Gala can also take care of those tailoring repairs you haven't got round to yet. We offer a complete service. If you need a key cut or your shoes repaired, Gala can take care of both while you wait. All this and more at the most competitive prices, with reduced rates for senior citizens. At Gala Cleaners, 390 Malden Road, North Cheam. Telephone 644-5347. On special offer now, 20% off suede and leather cleaning. Let Gala Cleaners take care of you.
How would you like to win a Marantz compact disc player for Christmas? Or maybe a David Bowie video cassette with the Spot a Star competition organised by the South West London Recorder in association with Radio Jackie? You can. Stay tuned to Radio Jackie for more details.
Radio Jackie.
In the news with Andrew Hukin, detectives are stepping up their hunt for the murderer of a Banstead pensioner, and the electric parrot drops in on a Medway theatre. More details in 6 minutes.
Rocky Mountain High, Colorado, Rocky
going to squeeze in one last record. It's only going to be a snatch of it, but it's for John, Madeline, Kath, Piers and Diane from Nick Butterworth in Weybridge. It's for wife Julie from Graham Cresswell on her birthday. Love always, Julie, from Graham. It's for Cara, who says hello to Matthew, and Ferrari in Epsom. And finally, it's from Nicola Morell to her sister Annette, who's 8 tomorrow. Happy birthday, Annette. And also, Nicola wants to say hi to her friends at Nonsuch High School. For all of you, just part of Billy Ocean's Caribbean Queen. Area with Southwest London on 1332 kilohertz medium wave. This is Radio Jackie.
The news at 3 o'clock with Andrew Hupin. Police are treating as suspected murder the death of an elderly man found locked inside his ransacked house. The man's body was found lying at his council house in Banstead. And a murder hunt has been launched after an elderly eccentric Eunice Flashman was found suffocated to death in her flat. A plastic bag was found over the head of the 78-year-old semi-recluse, and she'd been beaten about the head and chest. Her landlord, worried because he'd not seen her since Tuesday, found his tenant on her bed at the flat in Exeter. Police believe robbery was the motive. Millions of Mars bars on display in shops are to be removed and checked in the wake of a poisoning scare, but the makers say they've no evidence of tampering. Police have launched a nationwide alert after the Animal Liberation Front said it had spiked bars with rat poison. The group said Mars was hit because it funds a London hospital's research into tooth decay, which uses monkeys. Three people in Dorset have complained of feeling unwell after eating Mars bars, and suspect bars have turned up in Plymouth, Leeds, Salisbury and Coventry. The Labour peer, Lord Mailor, has died in a fire at his home in Wrexham. Lord Mailor, who was 86, was MP for Merioneth for 15 years until 1966. Abroad, and 37 people have been sent for trial accused of trafficking in advanced military weapons in exchange for drugs. The accused come from Italy, Turkey and the Middle East. One is actor Rosano Brazzi, a star of the film South Pacific. Many of the 37, however, may never appear in court because their whereabouts are unknown. The judge in the town of Trento described the case as one of the most complex ever investigated in Italy. An attempt to refloat a pleasure cruise schooner which went aground in the Humber estuary was being made today. The 100-year-old William McCann was on a trip from Hull Marina when it got into difficulties. 11 people were airlifted by RAF helicopters from the 80-foot vessel to the shore near Donnanook. 2 had slight injuries. The other 8 people on board stayed behind to help with the refloating attempt. And finally, an electronic parrot has been signed on for a leading role in a Christmas panto. He sits on Long John Silver's shoulders, squawking pieces of eight just like the real thing, but unlike the real thing, he never disgraces himself. Gwen Grindley, the producer of the Treasure Island Panto at the Medway Little Theatre in Kent, came up with the idea after several real parrots had messed up their auditions. Long John also got fed up with being bitten in the ear. Radio Jackie News.
Pretty Polly, pieces of eight.
Southwest London weather.
And the weather, dull and misty. You just have to look out of the window to tell that, don't you? Tonight it's going to be cloudy with some rain or drizzle at times. High expected this afternoon is 8 degrees centigrade. That's a cool 46 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping down to a low of 5 degrees centigrade tonight, which is 41 degrees Fahrenheit.
Mike Knight.
Radio Jackie.
Got myself a crying, talking, sleeping, walking, living doll. got to do my best to please her, just cause she's a living doll. Got a roving eye, and that is why she satisfies my soul. Got the one and only walking, talking, living doll. Take a look at her hair, it's real, and don't believe what I say, just feel. Gonna lock her up in a trunk, so no big hunk can steal her away from me. Got myself a crying, talking, sleeping, walking, living doll. Got to do my best to please her, just cause she's a living doll. Got a roving eye, and that is why she satisfies my soul. Got the one and only walking, talking, living doll. Lock her up in a trunk, so no big hunk can steal her away from me. Got myself a crying, talking, sleeping, walking, living doll. Got to do my best to please her, just cause she's a living doll. Got her open eye, and that is why she satisfies my soul. Got the one and only walking, talking, living doll.
Radio Jackie, Southwest London, close enough to care.
Bye.
brings some great memories back, that one. Takes us back to 1958 there, The Crests and 16 Candles, and opening up the Super Gold programme for another Sunday, another miserable Sunday for that matter. Cliff Richard, his first number one from 1959, and the one called Living Doll. Brings the time now to 3:09. Welcome along to the Super Gold programme. Michael Knight's my name, with you until 6 o'clock. All the usual things in the programme, apart from the fact that we shan't be going cruising today, but we have got lots of good music, lots of local events, what's going on the roads, on the railways, in the theatres, and of course the results to last week's two competitions, and this week's brand new TV competition, which we'll be having in about 5 minutes' time. Right now we'll take a quick look at what's happening on the southern region of British Rail this afternoon and this evening. All services between Reading and Waterloo and Southampton and Bournemouth will be subject to diversions and delay all weekend due to engineering work in the Basingstoke area, and major engineering work takes place in the Brighton area all weekend. All services to and from or via Brighton will be subject to diversion or delay. Victoria, Littlehampton and Portsmouth Harbour services will be diverted, not calling at stations between Haywards Heath and Angmering. A couple of lines that are actually out of action totally this afternoon. No trains between North Camp and Blackwater until 10 to 6. No trains between London Bridge and Forest Hill until 8 o'clock. No trains between South Croydon and Oxted until 8:30. No trains between Dorking and Horsham until 6:15. And no trains all day between Tunbridge and Tunbridge Wells West and Lewisham and Sidcup. Emergency bus services, as usual, operating along those stretches of line. Right after the break, we've got a song from Lonnie Donegan.
Hello, possums. Now, I bet you didn't expect to find little old me appearing on a T&K commercial, did you? Look, I'm talking to you. Yes, you. That's better. Darlings, I'm here on behalf of the Madge Allsop Restoration Fund. Yes, it's true, Lopes. Madge Allsop's waterworks are up the creek. It's true, darlings. Our tubes are totally blocked. So, to rectify the situation, I've agreed to do this T&K commercial to help her out. It says here, must clean the glasses, T&K have their little old economy system ready to install. Reminds me of my norm. With 7 gorgeous radiators, a chic control unit and a potted and boiler, all from 1,050. And here's the interesting part, Lopes. T&K require no deposit and don't employ subcontract labour. Then the saucy little devils undertake to pay for the VAT. And I don't mean liquors and tarts either. And if you don't believe me, possums, call T&K on 337-2437. Madge Allsop did. Must rush, darlings. I've got Elton John coming round for tea and stickies. Gorgeous little creature he is.
Might night.
Jackadama. Jackadama. Jackadama is a hard car to find. When you play the game of life, you've got trouble, you've got strife. Jack of diamonds is a hard card to find. Life is like a game of cards, but it's very, very hard. Jack of diamonds is a hard card to find.
Speaking of skiffle there, Lonnie Donegan got to number 14 in the charts way back in 1958 with that one, and it's called, of course, Jack of Diamonds. Right, competition time. Last week I played you an extract from a children's TV series from the late 60s. I was going to play it again now, but somebody seems to have nicked the tape, so unfortunately I can't play it. What I can do, though, is tell you that it was Captain Scarlet and the Mysterons. Do you remember that? One of those great Gerry Anderson puppet TV series. And we had the first correct answer pulled out of the old bucket this week came from Sally Britton of Clifton Road in Wallington, who gets 10 hit singles from the 50s and 60s. We'll take a look at one or two of the other people who wrote in. Let's have a look. Richard something of 212 Tamworth Lane in Mitcham. Looks like Punnin or Pivig or something like that. Sorry, Richard. Got a bit of water on your letter and it sort of smudged your signature. You said the answer is Captain Scarlet. It says, I had the good fortune to photograph him at Century 21 Studios for a road safety campaign run by the London Borough of Sutton. He proved very popular in Sutton schools and many local authorities bought sets of the slides. Good old Captain Scarlet, eh? The answer is Captain Scarlet said, I and Mrs. J.M. Bundle of Gander Green Lane, Cheam. Stingray said, Elsie Johnson of Victoria Avenue, Wallington, wrong. Wasn't Stingray. Neville Tanner, or Turner, or something like that, of Middle Road, Norbury, said the answer to the TV quiz is Captain Scarlet. Even if I'm not pulled out of the hat first, could you please play Three Steps to Heaven by Eddie Cochran? Certainly, we'll do that later for you. Take a couple more. Answer to the Sunday the 11th competition is Captain Scarlet, said Jay Patterson of Wiltshire Gardens, Twickenham. That's right. And one more, Raymond Holliday of Castlecombe Drive, Wimbledon, said the answer to last week's TV quiz was Captain Scarlet. Well done. We'll pick a runner-up now who'll win Radio Jackie Sunstrip. We'll have that one, which comes from Richard of 20 Malpass Road, Broccoli SE4, who said the answer to the TV quiz is Captain Scarlet. Well done there, Richard. If I win, is it possible to have these top five singles? You can't choose the ones I'm going to give you. What I will do, actually, you've chosen some rather nice singles there. I shall play them all for you. He wanted Angela Jones by Michael Cox. You put Mark Cox. He's a tennis player, mate. Michael Cox. Starry Eye by Michael Holliday. Christmas Alphabet by Dickie Valentine. But I Do by C.F. Henry. Clarence Frogman Henry. And I Pretend by Des O'Connor. Great five singles. We'll play them all for you within the next hour. Right now, it's this week's TV competition. A programme from the late 60s. What you've got to do is identify it. I think this is quite an easy one. If you know the answer, pop it down on a postcard or on the back of a letter. Send it off to me, Mike Knight, Radio Jackie, Morden, Surrey, to arrive no later than next Thursday. Give a listen to this.
Why did you want to hide the evidence? Instinct, I suppose, just acting on instinct.
And you drove down to Southend on instinct?
I suppose you could say that. Or to put your wife's body in the sea. Seen the best place. Seen the only place that could wash all that blood away.
And then you cleaned the van?
Every inch of it. I scrubbed it with sand and seawater till every trace of blood was gone.
Cayley was indicted for attempted murder, but acquitted for lack of evidence. But he's still convinced that he murdered his wife, and nothing will persuade him otherwise. He will remain convinced for the rest of his life. Good night, all.
Good night, all. That made it easy, didn't it? You know the answer to that one? Well, if you do, once again, the address to write into is Mike Knight TV Quiz, Radio Jackie, Morden in Surrey. First card pulled out of the hat next week will win 10 hit singles from the 50s and 60s. Runner-up gets a Radio Jackie Sunstrip. Right now, the first of Richard's chosen five records comes from Michael Cox and his version of Angela Jones.
I'll meet you at your locker when the school's dismissed. I'll carry your books home if you'll just give me one little man and a do 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 do.
Jones.
Ah, it's nice, isn't it? I think that's the only record on Joe Meek's Triumph label that actually made it into the charts. That one got to number 7 in 1960. And Angela Jones. Michael Cox only ever had two hits. His follow-up to Angela Jones, Along Came Caroline. So he gets through the birds quite quickly, that guy does. I think that's a super song. Brings the time now to 21 minutes after 3 o'clock. And if you're looking for something to do tonight, Nicholas Smith, alias Mr. Rumbold from BBC's Are You Being Served, is to star in his own one-man show at Sutton Seacombe Centre tonight. Nicholas from Highfield Road, Sutton, describes his show as an evening of theatrical reminiscencing and songs. The show will be very informal. There'll be no script and plenty of anecdotes about the more amusing things that have happened to him over the years. The whole thing kicks off at 8 p.m. Tickets are priced £2.50 and they're available from the Seacombe Centre box office. If you'd like more info, you can ring the centre now on 661 0416. 661 0416. Right, the second of the top five records requested by Richard. We haven't got your second name, Richard, I don't think. Let's have a look at your card again. It says Richard of 20 Malpass Road, Brockley. Richard, well, you know what it is, don't you? For you, Michael Holiday.
Why am I so starry-eyed and mystified? Every time I look at you, falling stars come into view. Can it be that I'm in love with an angel from above? I ask my heart replies, yes, that's just why you're so starry-eyed.
Stuff. Number one in the charts back in 1960 for the late Michael Holiday there, and that one's called Starry Eyed. Right, the helpers are still needed to give lifts to elderly people who want to visit South Croydon Day Centre. Chairman of the centre's committee, Pam Greenhull, is asking local drivers who can spare a few hours a week to offer their help. The centre is open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday, and if anyone can spare a little time to fetch and carry a couple of people, then you can ring the centre's coordinator, Basil Crosby, on 681-7948. That's 681-7948. It's 25, or just coming up to 25 minutes now after 3 o'clock.
Southwest London traffic.
And on the roads, we have one or two stretches of road out of action. In fact, the Blackfriars Underpass and White Lion Hill is closed all day today with diversions in operation. Might cause one or two problems up in town. The A40 approaching the A40M delays likely because of the Paddington section of the A40M Westway being closed all weekend. And also closed and causing problems. It always causes problems when it's closed. It's Hammersmith Bridge. They've been repairing that for seems like years now. Anyway, it's closed for repairs all day today. Diversions via Fulham Palace Road and Putney Bridge. Expect one or two delays. Right after the break, a song from Clarence Frogman Henry and But I Do.
Wine lovers rejoice. The new Majestic Wine Warehouse is now open at 229 the Broadway, Wimbledon. They've got French sparkling wines from £27.48 a case, including VAT. Fizzy French bubbles. And you can choose from the lowest priced and biggest range of wines in town. Taste before you buy. Park easily in the huge car park and mix your case. Wines by the wholesale case at Majestic, 229 the Broadway, Wimbledon. Open today, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Memory Lane Records are now having a massive LP sale. 90% of all LPs at half price.